The following is the president's speech at Winchester, Kentucky, Friday, October 1st, 1948.
Get right into this,
Jack. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
Fellow citizens, I want to introduce to the mayor of our city, Mayor Alan Buckner, who is director of the finance of this campaign. Mayor Buckner. Next, I want to introduce to you Judge Roy Helm, candidate for the judge of the Court of Appeals of the 7th District. I now want to introduce to you Thomas R. Underwood, our candidate for Congress in the 6th District. Thomas Underwood. Next, I want to introduce to you our present Congressman Virgil Chapman, the next United States Senator from Kentucky. I now want to introduce to you Governor Earl C. Clemens, Governor of the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. Governor Clemens. My fellow citizens of this community and surrounding counties in this great bluegrass region, on behalf of all these, I extend to our distinguished guests today our fondest greetings and our heartiest welcome. It is my great privilege and distinguished honor to present to you Honorable Harry S. Truman, Chief Executive of our nation and the next President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Judge, I appreciate very much that introduction. And I'm going to make you a promise that someday, if everything holds together, and I'm president for the next 4 years, which I think I will be, we'll come back to Winchester, and I'm going to let you make that 30-minute speech that you had in your system this morning. You know, I can't tell you how I appreciate the cordiality of the welcome I've received in the great state of Kentucky. Every city and town where we stop, the people have turned out just like this. Not quite so many in some places, but just as cordial and just as happy as they possibly can be. And that makes me feel like I'm not wasting my time when I'm going up and down the country telling the people what the issues are in this campaign. I've made it perfectly plain that the issues in this campaign are just the people against the special interests. The Democrats represent the people, and the Republicans represent the special interests. And I've tried to prove that to every voter in the nation that I've been able to come in contact with, and I think I've seen some 2,500,000 of them on this trip. And that's a record, ladies and gentlemen, that's a record. This, you know, is the center of a great farming community. You're dependent on tobacco and agricultural crops in this part of the country. And if you study the issues carefully, you'll find that just as soon as the Republicans got control of Congress, they immediately began to try to cut the floor from under the agricultural policy which the Democrats inaugurated in 1933. I wonder now if you would care to go back to 8-cent tobacco and 3-cent hogs and 15-cent corn, 25-cent wheat. That's what you had in 1932. And that's what these Republicans are trying to give you again. The very first thing they did when they got there was to try to cut the ground from under the Agricultural Adjustment Act. You can't afford to have that done. It's in your personal interest to go out and vote for yourselves on Election Day. And when you do that, you'll vote a straight Democratic ticket, and you will send Tom Underwood to the Congress, and you'll send Virgil Chapman to the Senate. And if you do that, I'm very sure that you'll elect the present occupant of the White House, and he won't have to move out and be troubled with the housing shortage. Don't fail to get to the polls early now and vote a straight Democratic ticket. I wonder how you'd like to meet my family. Mrs. Truman. And here's Margaret. Present the First Lady of Kentucky, Mrs. Clemens. And she has a beautiful daughter, too.